And so there have been a whole series of attempts to provide guidance. Gold has a new document that was created by some of the Gold Science Committee members. Jerry, I think you're part of this group. That really is a lovely document that'll be online, if it's not online already, Jerry, that really provides detailed guidance with regards to infection control, the importance of exercise, what to do with the pharmacotherapy agents that we have available. And so I encourage you to closely monitor the Gold website, and that down the little link in the bottom there. And this COVID-19 guidance is really very, very helpful. There's a lovely document that's going to come out in this next version that David Halpin and Jerry were involved in being the principal drivers of, that is just a massively lovely review of the available data with regards to what to do in this setting. I think one of the components that all of us have seen has been the challenge of something as simple as spirometry. It's an aerosol generating procedure, and so it's considered to be a high risk procedure from an infectious point of view. And so that now has raised questions regarding how often we do spirometry, when we do spirometry. So Ruth, you've heard these discussions. This is part of the reason I think this capture approach that you and I are developing is going to be so important, because spirometry has now become more challenging to do in the primary care setting.